Hello, everybody. Today we have at the Corona podcast, Kara Martinez from Love Without Borders with us. I'm super honored that she took the time to talk to us today. Hi, Kara. How are you?
Hi, Astrid. Thank you so much for inviting me to be a part of your podcast today. It's great to see you again. I'm doing great. Thank you.
That's good. Yeah, Kara is right now based in Athens, and she's been working on the Love Without Borders project more than 5 years. Now she will tell us a little bit more about it. But Kara and me, we know each other for much longer, right? We know each other for, I think, like almost 15 years, the first time we met in Barcelona. And I'm so happy that we reconnected. And last year we also did a little art show with some of her artists from the Love Without Borders project. And we still have some of the art here in the gallery. And I'm very happy that I got to know your project and could be part of it a little bit. So it would be great if you could tell us a little bit about what you're doing.
Sure, absolutely. Well, first of all, we'd like to thank you from Love Without Borders for supporting us, for holding the art shows, and mostly talking about our project and sharing with other people in your communities. That's what really helps us in so many different ways. So we want to thank you for that. Yes, I started out volunteering in September of 2015 in Germany, where I was based as a flight attendant for United Airlines. And since then, it's been almost 5 years now, five and a half years that I have been volunteering. Currently, I'm in Greece. And what started out as my days off helping to support the refugees in Germany and other countries along the Baltic route, I have dedicated my life now to create ways and sustainable options for refugees that are displaced mostly from Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, Yemen, and other countries. And so what has evolved from the last few years of me being over in Greece is a wonderful art project that it helps to refugees ages probably about 2 years old all the way to 60 to give them some ways to heal, to create independence, and to create empowerment for themselves. This has been a true blessing for everybody in this project. Many of the people weren't even artists in the beginning. Some were studied artists, but what we have done is created a whole community of artists and friends to support each other. It helps to pay rents and to just get people through the difficult times. Sometimes there's many people that have a lot of time on their hands and they're thinking about their asylum cases. They're unsure of their future. They don't have anywhere to turn. And art has really been a wonderful platform to share their story, to be creative, and also to give them recognition, which they've lost everything in their lives. And so it's been a really wonderful way to create so many different positive factors. So we take the art around before Corona time, that is, to different cities around the world, and I travel with the art. I speak at universities, grade schools, and communities, and talk about the people and the situation here in Greece. So the art has traveled to 110 different cities around the world and on 4 different continents.
Wow, that's amazing.
So, yes, definitely. It's wonderful when we get photos of the art on people's wall in Hong Kong and in Germany and in America and everywhere. And so it's been such a wonderful project, and to see how it's evolved from just helping some kids in a refugee camp with paper and crayons, and now it's evolved to an international art pop-up event. So we're really, You know, it's been a tough time during the coronavirus, as you know, but we are very positive that things will evolve as they have done so in the last few years. We're very flexible in what we're doing here, and so we understand that there's always going to be challenges. And
yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. And what's also special is you bring the art to different cities, and 100% of the sales of the art pieces are going back to the artists. So that's also very something, special. And that we have to appreciate that people are giving their locations and homes to show the art. And then 100% goes back also to the refugees, because that's, I think, very important for a lot of people that there's not a big organization in between which is taking money out for making it happen. Mm-hmm. But I think that's also something I would say that's very special about you, and also your own effort of doing it as a volunteer is amazing. Obviously, you have the advantage as a flight attendant that you could travel around and move around also with the art in a good way. And you get a lot of connecting points with the people. But it's also very special. And I must say, really to sacrifice all your free time for such a beautiful project. Really, it's amazing. That's for sure. And as you said, struggling right now with the corona. What ways did you find now to get in touch with the people, to get to know the project? What actions have you taken?
Before corona or after or both?
Now, what have you done? I know before you did the shows to travel around and show the people the art in the homes, but now you also started a new project to reach the people and get them to know the project, right?
Yes, exactly. As I do on most projects, I go to social media to discuss the situation that we are having here in Greece, as well as updates about Love Without Borders. And I came up, one day I came up with an idea, maybe after 2 weeks of being on lockdown here in Athens. And we had so much art in the house. And I thought, we should share this with everybody because it's so beautiful. And we need to make sure that people are continuing to paint, and that we also send out some positive vibes to people around the world. And we put all of the art all around my terrace and around the house. And we made a video along with some beautiful music, and we shared it. And it just really was wonderful because everybody could see the art that had been made here in Greece by refugees, and to see how much they have to give back. And after that, we decided to do once a week on Fridays at 8 o'clock Greek time, a small video highlighting one artist. And
oh, that's beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll definitely put the link in this podcast so our listeners can also see this beautiful little art project and follow your the live session. That's a nice idea. I think a lot of artists also think in that way now, that they try to be more present online. Mm-hmm. And doing online art shows or showing art at all. And you also, before you sold the art directly at the shows, but you also started an online project as well for that.
That's correct. One of our volunteers that's currently in California has helped me, two of them, I should say, they've helped me to organize an Etsy online gallery. So we have approximately 35 pieces of art, and it's for our customers in the US. So anybody can go online and they can see a magnet or a piece of art, and we can ship that to you directly. And that is still available to our customers now, which is a wonderful option.
And how are you in touch right now with the artists and the refugees? I know before you also went into the camps and you did some art classes with the kids once a month. That what is happening now? Because I could imagine it's a crazy situation, like on Lesbos and all the other refugee camps. What's your update about that?
So we've been on lockdown since the middle of March, and the government has been very strict here in Greece, and we go out to get a coffee or to the supermarket, but they've been strict, so the numbers have been very low, and it's a really wonderful thing because slowly, just a few days ago, they lifted the restrictions. But we haven't met anybody for classes. Nothing is going to be happening until after those restrictions are permanently up and we're able to meet people in a safe way. Right now, we don't feel that it's the right time to be doing anything. Most everything that we're doing is just taking art. If there's a family or a refugee that has an urgent need, and we're putting it on our online weekly virtual show. However, we are still able to help with the food vouchers that we're distributing here in Athens. And that's pretty much for refugees that don't have cash cards or they need a little bit of extra support with food or medicine. Then we are helping them and just meeting them at a pharmacy or giving them the vouchers and they can get the food on their own. Because everything that we do, we really want to have them have their independence to do on their own.
Before the lockdown, you also did distributions in the camps, right? You've been part of that as well, together with other volunteers. So, yeah, as we know, it's not possible right now. It's good at least that in this sense you could be in touch. And we'll also, for everybody who's interested, put in the link so you can directly donate to Kara's association. So she can, yeah, use it for the vouchers. So that would be good because that's how you can help directly the people, you know. So Kara, tell me, what are your biggest challenges with the Love Without Borders project?
So currently we're housing approximately 8 or 9 families or single men and here in Athens. And we had 3 to 5 events per month, even though 100% of the earnings for the art goes to the refugee. People could donate on top of that for the organization, and that's how we funded those accommodations. And now all of our events have been canceled. Unfortunately, for the last few months and the next month or so, we have canceled already 12 events. And those are critical in order to support the families. So this is our biggest challenge, and we're hoping that we will have some way to allow those families and single men to stay in the places that they are in now.
So what exactly are you doing? You're sponsoring them for a year, as I understand. Maybe you can explain us a little bit how that works.
Yes, most of the families were on the street. They were in Victoria Park, and they were referred to us by another volunteer, or they wrote to us randomly on Facebook. And we tried to connect them to other organizations that are getting the funding for housing here in Greece to no avail. And so we had to find places for them. And we organize a 1-year contract. They have to be learning English or Greek if they don't already. And they have to be looking actively for a job. And at the end of the 1 year, they're on their own and they're ready. We have a 100% success rate because we've been doing housing since 2016. So they're ready to be on their own and to pay for their own bills. And I think 1 year is a sufficient amount of time to help somebody to be that bridge. And we want to continue that. However, unfortunately, during this time, it's not possible. So we do have a great big challenge with keeping those families and singles in their accommodation.
So going back to the artists, some of them are still in Athens, like, or in the refugee camps, but a lot of them are also, yeah, in other countries. But you still stay in touch with them. How do you get new art from your artists? How does that work in this situation now?
Well, prior to the lockdown, we were distributing two canvas. It was a gift bag, an art gift bag, with two canvases and a packet of acrylic, a box of acrylics, and some brushes. And so each artist would have the ability to paint on their own at home, just because we're helping so many people. And with the children, we would do the workshops together. So a lot of people had the materials that they needed. And so during that time, they've been able to create at home and work on their own. We also connect them with artists if they need tech support to learn. And so coming up, we're going to be doing that with a refugee from Yemen. He's going to be offering online classes for people. So
nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what is also would have been a question to you, to see if the artists also do online classes, because that's what we notice here with our urban art kids artists, that they also do, they join online classes so they can paint together, or they're giving online classes. So that's good that you also have that option as well.
Yes, we're going to be meeting with the artist this weekend to set up a Facebook event, and hopefully that will be ready by the end of the week so we can share that with you as well. And one is going to be like just for people having enjoying painting together, and one is going to be a little bit more technical so that everybody has an option. And so it's we want people to continue to paint. Whether you know how to or not, we're here to support everybody that has an interest. And we find that being on this lockdown, so many people have a lot of concerns about our jobs and about our future, even our organizations. How will they proceed? And there's so many questions. And so sometimes it's good to come together to paint and to do music, which we're also doing. And those are really essential in order to get all of us through this difficult time. So we want to collaborate with people, and we want to share, and we want to keep positive energy between us all. So
yeah, that's a good thing. And talking about positive things, what would you say? Do you also see something positive in the lockdown now?
Yes, for myself, I would say that I had been working 2 weeks and then coming here to Greece, or traveling for my events 2 weeks. And sometimes, even though each event was so necessary to support the refugees here, I wasn't quite taking quite such good care of myself. So this has made me realize that it's important. The self-care is so important, and it's given me some time to, give a little bit of a thought about how I can still help the refugees and also have a little more time to myself. So it's important, to reflect and to slow down. Absolutely.
Yeah, to slow down. I think everybody realized that it's helping to people to rethink about a lot of things, and how they're moving around, their travel habits. And so I could imagine. I remember also when you came last year here, you were in Berlin for a week. So mm-hmm. We did the art show for almost a week, and then you were off again. So it must have been really stressful always to travel around, even so you're used to it for the last 20 years as a flight attendant, but still it helps a little bit to calm down for yourself. That's good. And still you're active. That's a good thing, yeah, that you're online present and continuing working with the refugees, for the refugees. And yeah. I really love your project, and we always try to support it, like with little donations, with every sales that we have here at the gallery. And people love the postcards that the kids made. So we are also, trying to do our little part for that. And I wish you all the the strength and success that it continues. We will definitely spread the word over here from Urban Art Kids for that project. We love it. And thank you so much for taking the time today to talk to me. And we hope to see you again after the lockdown as well, back to Berlin, bringing us some art to the Urban Art Kids Gallery. That would be great.
Thank you so much, Astrid. It's been great speaking with you. And we send lots of love to Berlin, and we look forward to seeing you again there as well.
Okay. So everybody take care. Be in touch with us. Follow the links of Kara. Kara's project is really a good way to be supportive for this situation. And besides that, everybody stay healthy, be creative, and talk to you soon.